boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Bad news, my house is broken.
That's not a good way to start a Thursday.
Dude, I gotta rewind to last night because, oh my God, it was so chaotic. I got home late because after work I went and took a dance class and walked into my house excited to like warm up because it was freezing outside. Hopped in the shower and it was going to be a really relaxing shower. Nice and hot. I was going to shave my legs, all the things. And as I am in the middle of shaving my left calf, the lights go out. Dark. And that's scary. I don't know if you've ever been in the shower.
No, that would be terrifying. As you're trying to shave, I'd probably cut myself.
I literally screamed, like, what is happening? Because my boyfriend was in his bathroom also showering, so you can kind of hear through the walls. And he's like, are your lights off too? I said, yeah. What's happening? So I quickly, like, I have half a shaved leg right now.
Do you really?
I was not about to risk my life.
Wait, you didn't go back in and finish?
No. Because my lights were off all of last night. Yeah, I'll show you.
Okay, great.
Nothing crazy. But I got out and was like, okay, my brother had texted earlier in the night that he was in Iowa City and his lights went out because it was so windy. So I was like, okay, well, shoot, maybe we were next and like something got blown over. But then we realize, wait a minute, the Christmas tree is still on. Wait a minute, the oven's on and my lamp is also on.
So you blew a fuse.
So everything that was plugged into...
Is that what it's called? I don't know.
Don't ask me. Everything that was plugged into the walls was fine and was working, but none of our light switches were. All of our overhead lights were out. So I'm like, what do we do? We're fine.
Okay, I've never heard of that before.
I know. So I texted my mom and immediately she's calling me like, this is not normal. Are the lights on outside? Like the street lights and your neighbors? I was like, yeah. Everybody else has power. She's like, okay, you guys need to go down to your like breaker and start messing with stuff. Not my job, respectfully. I sent my boyfriend and his brother who lives with us down there and they're on the phone with their dad being like, whoa, what do we press? I don't know. Like it was madness. And we're like making dinner in the dark and nothing that we did fixed it. Now I never walked down to the breaker and that was my mistake because we just were like, okay, we're gonna have to call our landlord tomorrow and make a maintenance request because it's got to be like bad like wiring or something because this is weird. It's just those lights. So my boyfriend makes the call and not even, I don't know, 20 minutes ago, he messaged me. It was just the breaker. I wasn't pressing the right buttons.
Oh my God. They are labeled.
I know. So next time I'm walking downstairs and I'm going to start pressing stuff myself.
I just would have pressed them all. That's just what I would have done.
I was like, what'd you do down there? And he's like, oh, I hit kitchen and I hit bathroom. There's one that's labeled upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't hit that one.
Oh, and that's the one he needed to hit, isn't it?
Uh-huh. That's the one that he needed to hit. So we called maintenance and I think they were there for a whole 5 minutes and it's fixed.
They were like, these two dummies.
I'm glad I wasn't there because I'm like, I don't need to see whoever just fixed it for us. We're stupid.
Are you going to tell your parents what it was? Or are you just going to be like, oh, no, bad wiring?
Yeah, no.
I would lie.
I'm going to call her and I'm going to blame my boyfriend.
Oh, no, I'd be like, oh, it was bad wiring. The house was about to explode and everything. I would totally lie to make it sound smarter.
No, I'm going
to
throw him under the bus where he belongs.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Do you know what season it is?
Christmas?
Yes. But?
New year, new me soon?
Soon. No, this is like engagement season.
I wish.
From now until...
We were literally just talking about
it. It worked out gorgeously. From now until, like, honestly, I think Valentine's Day is when you start to see all the engagements pop up. I don't want to trigger you, but...
I'm triggered.
We
got
to talk about it. Because for some reason, I have seen so many people talking about this specific type of engagement ring on TikTok that has caused some waves. So basically,
should I look it up?
You can if you want. It's called a dairy ring, and it's D-A-R-R-Y. Now, they're pretty expensive, I'll say that, but honestly, what engagement
rings
are?
Is it a brand or a type?
It's the brand, I believe. And what's interesting about these is their slogan is buy for one person in a lifetime. So when you buy one of these rings.
Oh, I think I've heard of this.
Uh-huh. You have to sign a true love agreement. So it's an exclusive service that basically you have to sign this agreement with your information and then the person you are giving the ring to. And it's only for that person, if that makes sense. Like, if you go and buy an engagement ring, they're not going to ask who you're giving it to. But for this, you're signing an agreement.
Okay, maybe it's not what I thought it was.
You're signing the agreement that it's going, okay, so I'm going to buy you the ring. Your name's going on the agreement.
Okay.
So both of them are on there. So I've seen that alone has caused some stirs on TikTok where girls are like, well, I want a dairy ring to their guy. And the guy's like, well, no, that's like a lot of pressure to have to sign this agreement. And they're like, dude, we're getting married. What do you mean? Like, what do you mean? Then you can't reuse this ring on somebody else? I don't understand. So that causes a fight.
Oh, I would never want a reused ring.
Well, there's also a way to check who the ring belongs to. So there's another couple that I saw going viral who basically, the guy got this girl a dairy ring. So obviously it has a unique ID number and they have what is called love check, where if you have the ring number and I think like your email or something, you can type in the ring number and then it sends you the information of who bought the ring and who the ring was intended for. So this guy bought a girl a ring. They're like a famous influencer couple.
Uh-huh.
And then they had an on again, off again relationship, finally broke up. He got engaged to a different girl. And
he used that ring.
He used that ring and people went on love check and were able to see that was actually the ring that was intended for girl number one.
Mm.
So there's a lot of stirs about these dairy rings, and I don't even really know what to feel about it, honestly.
Okay, so it is what I thought it was. I've heard about this before. You know what's funny is that my ex, when we broke up, he tried to use it as some sort of manipulation, and he said, well, I just want you to know, let you know that that ring I got you, I'm going to give it to another girl one day.
Oh, my God.
He did. And I was like, okay. Do you think that hurts my feelings? Like,
yeah, why would you care?
I don't care. I think if I was the other girl, I would be mad that this was somebody else's ring. I don't care if somebody else has my ring.
My God, now I want to know if somebody has that ring.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
We're taking your childhood ornaments that you made and we're recreating them because we have lost all of our childhood ornaments.
I don't know if it was in a move or if my parents ever even kept them. I don't know. I don't have possession of them at all.
I got none of them. Zilch. Nothing.
So instead of being sad about it, we are just recreating some of your ideas, whether it's something that you made or your kid made. And we did another one this week.
And this is something you can do at home too. You could do this with your kids. You could do this with your significant other. You could just do it because you've also don't have yours.
Dude, it's fun. And we actually had somebody come by Stuff the Wagon on Monday and she brought one of her kids' childhood ornaments.
Yeah, so something he made when he was 5 years old.
Keep that in mind, by the way. So she's like, oh my gosh, I wanted to show you guys this because you're doing your ornament thing. And we're like, yes. I immediately was taking my phone out to take pictures because I was like, this is so cute. Basically, it was like a popsicle stick sled. Okay. Easy enough. We got the tools for that. I had gotten some popsicle sticks last time. And so we sat down to do it, which you can watch the video of this on our Facebook page, on Instagram, or on our TikTok. And it proved to be a bit more difficult than I thought it would be.
Oh my gosh. It was the hardest thing we probably have made so far.
I took in-depth photos of this thing. But like, you have to cut some of the popsicle sticks, which is pretty easy with scissors. But you have to like cut them to be shorter so that there's like a, I don't even know how to explain it, like a bracket in between the fake railings of the sled. That was hard. And then gluing it together. That was hard.
For me, the hardest part was figuring out what order you put it all together.
Yeah, you have to stack them in a very specific way. So that was a little bit difficult. It's also a bit messy if you use paint markers like we do. Actually,
mine came off. I took a hot shower yesterday.
My fingers are no longer blue, but they were. And then we added our own little spin to it and added, I'm going to call them snow penguins because they were like snowman. They were supposed to be snowmen, but they look more like penguins.
They do.
Out of like little fuzz balls and googly eyes and pipe cleaner. But honestly, they turned out kind of weirdly cute.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but it's cute.
So I would recommend it, but I would honestly pay a five-year-old to do that. Like, I want to see that happen because we are not 5 years old and we can.
Yeah, I'm like, did the five-year-old really do it? It's themselves, or did they have an adult? Because there's not. I'm like, are we dumber than a five-year-old? That's my question.
Well, I'm like, do we invite a real adult next time to supervise us?
Yeah, because I burnt myself real bad with that hot glue gun.
Well, that's a you problem.
They're putting their fur babies and boyfriends to the festive test. A 10. It's those girls in the afternoon's Christmas boot camp on Z102.9.
We've been putting our boyfriends and our pets through the Christmas boot camp for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, making sure they're behaving properly, they're adhering to our standards and such.
It's been going. I don't want to say well or okay, because it's just been going.
I mean, if you really want to know what my cats have been up to, I caught my cat laying in the middle of the tree last night.
Well, and I had to yell at Mochi for trying to go up the tree today. So
it's never ending.
Neighbor man was encouraging him to keep going.
Bad. That's double bad.
That's how it's going for us right now. But I was thinking, you know, the other day that, like, you know, it's funny we're putting them through the boot camp, but we haven't put ourselves through it.
Because I thought we had the Christmas spirit inside us.
Well, I think we also need to go through the boot camp as well.
Okay.
Because, you know, we always buy each other Christmas presents every year.
Yeah, we had the last couple years. I don't even know
how
many.
Even before we were a show, we would buy each other Christmas presents. But I was thinking, instead of buying each other presents, what if we did something different this year?
Okay.
Because we've kind of tossed around some ideas, you and I have. We thought about also doing a Thriftmas, because that's what you and your boyfriend are doing.
Uh-huh, and I'm having a lot of fun doing it.
And I thought about that. It'd be kind of fun to do. Mm-hmm. However, I have been going kind of thrifting, and I just haven't found anything that really speaks for me for you.
It would be really hard, I guess, because I feel like I can do it for my boyfriend, because I've been thrifting with him, and I know, like, what he wants and the sizes and all that. I don't know. I just feel like I haven't seen you thrift, so I don't know what you would be looking for. It'd be hard.
I just think that's the thing, is I have no idea where to begin for you at a thrift store in any sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, what else could we do that would actually challenge us this Christmas? Because I'm down for a challenge.
Okay.
And then it hit me, you know, we've been doing these ornaments. We've been recreating our childhood ornaments.
Yeah.
And when we've been doing this, I've actually kind of discovered something about myself, is that
you're messy.
Well, there's that. But I'm kind of artsy crafty. More than I thought I was. I still can't draw a stick person to save my life, okay? But I'm shockingly kind of artsy crafty, and I'm kind of loving it. I've even got into, like, cross-stitching, too, and I'm kind of loving that, too. So I kind of want to dive into that, Mimi. I'm thinking, what if we did a handmade Christmas? I'm kind of thinking, what if we forced each other to...
Force is a great start.
What if you had to hand make something for me, and I had to hand make something for you.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have to spend a whole... Well, I don't know. I guess we got to talk about if there's a budget. There's a lot to talk about here. But what if we do a handmade Christmas?
Yeah, I'm down, because I'm always artsy craftsy anyways.
You are.
I have a lot of
hobbies. And there's
hobbies.
A lot of things you've handmade me for my birthday, for Christmas, that I've been in love with.
I have. I painted a gnome to be post-gnome
a
couple years ago. So yeah, I'm totally down to do something like this, but I got to start, like, now.
Yeah, you do. And I honest. Do too. Me too.
Cause it's time consuming. So I guess, okay, I have questions. Does it have to be completely handmade, or can it be, like, upcycled?
Sure.
Like,
I'm down for that.
You can get an item and, like, DIY it to make it better. Okay.
I'm down for that. Okay. My question is, can you get help? Like, I'm thinking Loretta's very artsy here too. Can I get help from her?
Well, what do you mean?
She's not going to do the whole thing. But if she, I don't know if she's actually going to help me. But what if I had help from her?
I feel like that's a cop out.
Okay, fine.
I don't think you can ask for it unless you're like literally like drilling or using power tools for some reason.
Okay, fine. What's our budget then? That's my next question.
Because
I'm sure you're going to need tools or supplies that you don't have.
I don't know.
Is that even a question?
I don't know. Because it's also a little bit unfair because I do have so many art supplies already.
And I don't.
Because I like to paint and I have like yarn and I have all these things already. So I might be able to make something out of things that I have. So I don't know if there is a budget necessarily.
So who cares?
Yeah.
The answer is who cares?
My answer is who cares? Okay. I say try to keep it as cheap as possible.
What happens if I fail? Because there's a fat chance I will.
Like you just
and
hand me
you don't
me
get
it.
Anything.
Well, you have to, even if it's a fail, you have to give me like the bag of hot garbage.
Oh, you still want hot garbage?
Yeah. Otherwise, I just will be like, okay, she never even tried.
So you're okay if it's garbage?
I don't think you should try to make it garbage, but...
I'm not going to try to make it garbage, but what if it is?
Well, then you must own up to your hot garbage.
Are you going to want anything in replace of?
No, because I...
Hug?
Definitely not that.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, you missed it.
Why?
There was a dog out there.
What kind?
I'm not even kidding. Not even, I don't know, 50 seconds ago, across the street, somebody had a little, I couldn't really tell what kind of dog it was. It was definitely a little dog, a little blonde dog that was like a little floofer.
Oh.
And they were just walking around, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to tell Destiny to look. And then I turned around, and they're gone.
Is it like a magical dog that just randomly disappears?
Was there even a dog there?
Well, after your horrible Taylor Window update yesterday, I don't know.
That's why I'm worried about myself. Did I even see a dog? It's back!
Where? I want to see... Oh,
it's back! I'm not crazy. There is a dog.
It is a little floofer. Oh, hi, little guy.
Okay, I feel vindicated. Thank you. That's all I have to say. I'm going to watch the dog now.
She actually has breaking news this time, because yesterday it was... Oh.
The dog went inside. But it really was there. Let it be known.
She is correct this time.
And that made my whole day. And now I can leave. Goodbye.
I would say I'm a Hallmark girly through and through. I'm obsessed with Christmas to the point that obsession isn't even a good word to describe me.
That is correct. If it could be Christmas all year, I think you would choose that.
Seriously. Every day, 365 days a year.
That would be a lot.
I love it so much, but there is absolutely one thing that I cannot stand about Christmas, and I hate it so much because it stresses me out.
What is it?
It's gift buying. Let me explain. Because it's when it's like, okay, for instance, let's just put us as an example. Okay. I get stressed out about like us buying gifts for each other. So like I have to know, I need to know a budget of some sort, because if I don't, it stresses me out so much. Because if like we get together and we give each other the gift, I immediately start calculating how much you spent on me. Like if you got me a gift, I immediately start calculating what you spent on me in my head, because I already know how much I spent on you. And then I'm like, oh my God, she spent probably $20 to $30 more on me. I'm a crappy friend. I'm horrible. She thinks I'm a horrible friend. She thinks I didn't care about her enough. Oh my God, I should have done more. Oh my God, she hates me. And I start thinking like that. And so it becomes a problem. And like, Neighbor Man's not telling me what he's spending on me for Christmas. And I'm freaking the heck out right now. And I'm like to the point where I'm about to have a mental breakdown, because I need to know how much he's spending on me, because I don't want to show up to Christmas and he outdid me. I need to be on the same level. It's not that I want to do better. It's that I will immediately start calculating how much he spent on me. And I will then feel like I didn't do good enough if we're not on the same level.
Dude, I hate this too. Especially I get more nervous about it with people maybe that I don't know as well. Like with my family, we all know like about what we're gonna spend on each other without really saying it. And then same with my boyfriend. That's why we're doing Thriftmas, right? Because we're both like, we're cool with chilling out a little bit this year and maybe cutting back and being a little bit more thrifty with our purchases. But this is your first Christmas with him.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really know. Even if you do set a budget, that doesn't mean that he's going to follow it.
I know he won't.
And that doesn't mean that you're going to follow it either.
No.
So, like, what even is the point of setting a budget then? I think you just, if he's going to take it there, if you know he's not going to follow the rules, then that's his choice, man.
But I immediately will look at what he's bought me and start calculating it compared to what I did. And I'll be like, I'm not a good enough girlfriend. I suck. He thinks I suck. He thinks I don't care about him enough. That's just who I am. It's not him. It's just who I am. That could be for anybody. It's not him.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be you. If I did the same thing for you, I'm that type of person. It could be if I gifted it to my boss, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gifts to my boss. That's who I am. I start comparing the gifts to them, and I'm like, I didn't give them enough.
Mm-hmm.
I suck. They think I hate them. But I'm sure that's not how they are in their brain, right? If I give them a gift,
no.
I'm sure they're not actually calculating. But in my head, I think that they are.
Well, yeah, I think most people are just grateful to get a gift, honestly.
But in my head, when I give them a gift, they're immediately thinking, wow, she didn't spend enough money compared to what I spent on her.
Okay, so you either need to win the lottery or go to therapy. I don't know, man. Christmas is such a happy time of the year, but it so quickly can turn into the most stressful time of year,
mm-hmm.
especially when it comes to gift giving. You were just having a little bit of a spiral moment
mm-hmm.
When it comes to the amount of dollars spent on gifts, because if you don't set it with somebody, then you have that awkward, like,
okay. I can tell they spent more money than me.
Yeah.
I don't care if I've spent more money, but I feel bad if they've spent more money.
Yeah. Cause you're like, oh shoot. Like now they're going to think I didn't care.
Yeah.
I didn't try very hard. And I think another thing that is stressful about it, and I know parents probably relate to this a lot, is the amount of gifts that you get.
Mm.
How many things are there to open? I know my mother used to be like this when all of us kids were little. She was like crazy about all of us having the same amount of things to open. Cause you're little kids. Of course you're going to be like, oh, Sally got 5 more gifts than me.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they spent that same amount of money.
Well, I don't know if your Christmas was like this growing up, but we don't all go at one time.
No.
We all open it. No.
That's
it's
chaos.
No. We go, I don't know about you, but we go in order of youngest to oldest. Go around in circle.
Yep.
Okay, we start with little Susie. You're the youngest.
Uh-huh.
And then we end with Gerald, who's the oldest.
Uh-huh.
And then we go back to Susie.
Uh-huh.
So
one at a time.
So you know Susie had more.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's still opening 6 more while Gerald has been done for like.
Kids pay attention to that
stuff. Yeah.
And we don't really, my mom doesn't pay attention to that anymore. Because, you know, once you're an adult, it's like.
Who cares?
You understand the value of a gift. But actually, my boyfriend of all people the other night, again, we're doing Thriftmas, so we're cutting back costs, and it's a little bit more work because we have to, like, go out and really search for things that we want for each other. But he asked me the other night, he said, hey, how many gifts have you gotten for me? And I was like, oh, like, you mean how many actual items have I found for you so far? He's like, yeah, how many have you found? I said, well, I think I'm at 4 right now. He's like, oh. Whew, good. Okay, that's exactly where I'm at too. And I was like, wait, is this like a standard that I didn't know about? Like you want to have the same exact amount? Does that really even matter? Because I'm probably going to just pack it all into one box if I can.
Really?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I like to wrap too. So I don't know. I was like, I didn't know. I guess I wasn't thinking about this. So now I'm like stressing a little bit that do I need to check in with him and be like, okay, I'm up to 5. Now I'm up to 6. Like,
I see, not only do I look about the dollar amount, but I do the exact same thing with quantity. Sometimes I look at it and I'm like, there's not enough here. There's not enough here.
Mm-hmm.
It looks bad. There's not enough here. I would do the exact same thing.
So
this could be birthday. This even
really?
Even the boo basket. Oh my God, this is so stupid. But even the boo basket, I was like, there's not enough here. It's not enough here. The boo basket ain't full enough. I gotta get more.
Oh my God.
I'm literally that stupid. I have a problem.
I think you really do.
This is why I'm broke.
Okay, now it all makes sense. Last hour, we were just chit-chatting about how stressful gift giving and shopping is at this time of year. Because you want to get the right stuff for the people in your life. But you know who's really easy to shop for?
Who?
Dogs and cats.
You know what? That's the smartest thing you've ever said.
We don't deserve them because they love everything. Okay. They appreciate toys. They appreciate food. They appreciate treats.
I don't think I've seen them say no to anything.
They won't. They definitely won't. And that is why we need your help to help Cedar Valley Humane Society make sure that those cats and dogs have the best Christmas ever, because mm-hmm. they're going to love anything that you get for them.
Yeah, we want to spoil the crap out of them this holiday season. So we need your help. You're the reason Stuff the Wagon is a success. We need as much as we can get from you for Stuff the Wagon. Coming up on Monday, you can help out with Cedar Valley Humane Society. Any donation we'll take. We're going to be at Tyson's on 16th Avenue, 3 to 7 p.m.
Our entire show live from the trunk, and you can bring by your donation. Now, if you're looking for some ideas, like what is Cedar Valley looking for? What do they really need right now? They have an entire wish list that's even beyond just food and treats and mm-hmm. toys. There's office supplies and cleaning supplies. There's tons of stuff for you to pick whatever fits your budget best. And you can look at that right now at KZIA.com or the Freezy 102.9 app.
Let's spoil them this holiday season.
They deserve it. If anybody does, it's them.
Yeah, get the details about Stuff the Wagon coming up on Monday at KZIA.com.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, you know, this is supposed to be the holliest and jolliest time of year, but you want to talk about something a little dark?
I'm always down.
Okay, I don't know who thought of this or why, but there was a survey done of what song people would like played at their funeral, which I guess, you know, I've never really thought of, I suppose. So there is a list of like the top answers from a group of, I think, like 2,000 people. And there's a couple that I'd like to go through. So at number 11,
I forgot. Am I supposed to start with number one or four on this
number
list?
Number four.
Thank you. I'm glad
we have
you told
this
me.
One. Very serious. That's John Lennon's Imagine.
Thank you. I didn't know what that was.
Like, oh my God, is that the first time you've ever heard that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, that's kind of what I expected. When I heard, like, okay, what do you play at your funeral? Most people probably would want something pretty meaningful, I suppose. But from here on the list, things get a little bit silly. So the next one that I would like you to press is number three on that list.
Yeah! Yes!
Star Wars theme song.
Yes! Yes!
I mean, what a way to go out.
Yes! Rolling credits and everything.
Oh my God, that's so good.
I want my story to be told with rolling credits and everything.
I didn't even think about that.
Heck freaking yeah, man.
I thought of you when I saw this. I was like, okay, Destiny would definitely do that.
Heck yeah, I would.
The next one.
And then somebody better be dressed up as Chewbacca. I'm just saying.
I'll do it.
You better. Do not disappoint me.
If you go before me, then I'll do it.
Do okay? not disappoint me.
I'll get that in writing somewhere. The next one, I honestly, I'm like a little confused by. It's number two. Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
I mean, that's a good song. I like that song.
Yeah, I mean, I guess girls want to have fun, alive or not, I suppose.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Whatever. And number one, honestly, I can appreciate the irony of this.
Yikes.
It's Queen, Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah, that's either my pick. That's a good one, too.
I mean... I would laugh, and I think the person that chose that would want you to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But now I know, I guess, for you. What?
Taylor will be dressed up as Chewbacca.
We're all here today to remember our friend Destiny.
Can you do it?
What?
Can you do the Chewbacca sound?
Oh, ooh.
Oh, she's doing it, baby!
May she rest in peace.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Playing a fun game where I watch a ton of Hallmark movies.
That you're going to do that anyways.
Yeah, and then I have Taylor try to figure out what the plot is of the Hallmark movie by just giving her the title of the movie. That's it. And I guess I tell her who's in the movie if she asks when it comes to the cast. But that's it. That's all she can ask me.
Yeah, and what I know is Hallmark is cheesy and predictable, but also sometimes it makes zero sense at all.
So your movie this week was Meet Me Next Christmas, and all I told you is that Pentatonix is in it. And if you remember Christina Milian, Dip It Low, She's the star in the movie.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you. And well, there's some other celebrities you would know, but that's it.
Can I just tell you what I think this is about without any real context?
I'll tell you if you're correct or wrong.
Okay. Here's what I got. Small town. I'm going to start them all like that because it's always in a freaking small town.
Okay.
Probably around Christmas time. Christina, she's the star, you said. So she is the small town girl and everybody knows her because she's a really good singer. Okay. And she likes to sing at community events and like open mics. And at Christmas time, she goes around caroling and everybody's like, oh my gosh, I don't know what her name in the movie is. It's probably not Christina, but they're like, oh my gosh, Christina's like caroling tonight. I hope she comes to my house. Everybody loves it. And then Pentatonix, obviously, I don't know if they're in the movie as Pentatonix, but I'm going to assume that they're Pentatonix, the a cappella group that everybody knows and loves. And they find out they're putting on a competition to become a part of the a cappella group, okay? So everybody in this small town is like, Christina, oh my God, Christina, you have to try out. You're so going to make this group. Do it. So she submits her video. And then like right before Christmas, she gets accepted to the live show in the nearest big city. I don't know where this is taking place. Let's just say Chicago. Okay.
Okay.
She's been preparing and she goes to compete. And then she gets on stage and she totally chokes. Okay.
That's good.
Ruins it.
That's good.
Total bust. And everybody's like, oh my God, she ruined it. What do we do? And so then she like doesn't stop bothering Pentatonix after that. And she's like, you know what? Meet me next Christmas. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get into this darn group. And then fast forward to the next Christmas and she's in the group. And then the end.
That was good.
Thank you.
That, however, is not what Meet Me Next Christmas.
Okay.
Okay, Christina Milian is actually known as Layla in
Cool. The movie.
And what happened is Layla is, she has a boyfriend.
Of course.
And they're dating. They're very serious. And she's on like a business trip and she meets this guy, this very hunky man. And they end up finding out that they both have like a good passion for Pentatonix. And they're vibing out because they end up getting stuck at the airport because of, you know, a snowstorm, of course,
oh.
Right? They end up vibing over Pentatonix. And he tells her, even though he knows that she has a boyfriend, he says, here's the dealio. I'm going to buy Pentatonix tickets for me and you. And if you happen to be single next Christmas, meet me there, a.k.a. meet me next Christmas. And if you're not single, which she's like, I'm not going to be, then I'll just show up by myself. Fast forward, she ends up getting single and she doesn't know his, like, she's like, I only knew was his name. They promised they weren't going to search for each other on the internet. And so she's got to get, this is like, he only actually ended up getting one ticket, my bad. So she has to get another ticket. Turns out Pentatonix is sold out. So she hires a guy to help her get tickets. But nobody can help, like nobody has a ticket available. So they go through the ringer to get the tickets. Pentatonix is involved because Pentatonix is following the story. Apparently they're posting about it on social media and Pentatonix is totally invested in the story. I won't tell you whether or not she gets a ticket and if she goes to the show and what happens, because that is for you to watch Meet Me Next Christmas.
No, that's stupid. I like Netflix. My movie better.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Home Alone, a classic Christmas movie.
So good. So good.
And we have taken that movie and moved it into a trivia question because that is the theme all this week. All of your favorite classic Christmas movies, they're not safe.
Oh,
they're being switched into a trivia question.
They're up for grabs. Okay.
Tonight's question is, due to restrictions on the working hours of child actors, they would go home early, obviously, but the adults would stay behind and keep shooting their scenes. What item was used to be a stand-in for the kids on Home Alone?
Ooh, this is interesting. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
I'm going to tell you right now, don't cheat and just think the most ridiculous thing possible. You might get it right.
Oh, really? It's that out of pocket.
Yes.
Okay.
Due to restrictions on the working hours of child actors, they would go home early, but the adults would stay behind and keep shooting their scenes. What item was used to be a stand-in for the kids on Home Alone? What is it?
So crazy. I've never even thought about it.
I know.
Huh.
But I'm like, I guess the actors kind of need something to visualize the kids are there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And like take up the space or whatever. Uh-huh. Interesting. Well, text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
Z102.9. Home Alone is the theme for tonight's trivia question. Due to restrictions on the working hours of child actors, they would go home early, but the adults would stay behind and keep shooting their scenes. What item was used to be a stand-in for the kids on Home Alone? What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, 4221 said a chair.
That would make sense. You could probably have them on scene.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the whole movie's set in the house. There's got to be plenty of chairs to go around.
100%.
Makes sense.
1101 said a mannequin of Kevin.
I could see that,
mm-hmm.
But I could also see that being expensive.
That's what I was thinking. Like
one thing about production is they try to keep it cheap, man.
Yeah, you don't want to spend too much money.
But if there is a mannequin of him, I want to see that.
Also, can I take it home?
Weird. 46.
I mean, if I was the person, I would want to take my own mannequin home. Yeah. I didn't mean me.
Like, what do you want that for?
No, that's I don't want weird. A mannequin.
Okay.
46. I meant if I was the actor, I wanted my own mannequin.
Yeah, sure. 4686 said, those cardboard cutouts of celebrities that Kevin used to make it look like there were people at his house. Do you remember that part of the movie?
Wait, that was really smart, 4686.
That is really smart. It's what he used to like make it look like silhouettes. So the creepers outside thought there were people in there. Why not use them for that?
I'm just blown away about how smart 4686 is. I'm going to tell you right now, that's not the answer, but like that should have been the answer.
Why didn't they think of that?
And like, why didn't they do that? That is like freaking smart.
I guess the only thing is they were like adult celebrities and the stand-in is for the kids.
Still, I would have used that.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, 4686. I'm going to tell you right now, you should stick around. Even if you just pulled into your home, stick around because you're going to be ticked off with the answer.
You're going to be mind blown.
You're going to be like, my idea was way smarter. Can I talk to them and tell them that they were stupid?
Honestly, they should have had you on set. Truly.
Because your answer is way smarter. Okay, stick around, 4686. Do not leave because you're going to be mad. Due to restrictions on the working hours of child actors, they would go home early, but the adults would stay behind and keep shooting their scenes. What item was used to be a stand-in for the kids on Home Alone? What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in 3 minutes.
I swear to God, 4686 should be hired on for movies moving forward because they're smart.
Really on to something, honestly.
If anything, tonight's trivia question has really just put me in the mood to watch Home Alone.
Dude, it's definitely on my list to watch before Christmas.
100%. And that is the theme for tonight's trivia question. Due to restrictions on the working hours of child actors, they would go home early, but the adults would stay behind and keep shooting their scenes. What item was used to be a stand-in for the kids on Home Alone? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
a tennis ball was used as a stand-in. So Catherine O'Hara said that basically she would stay and do her lines, and they would have a tennis ball as a stand-in, the height of the kid's head, and the script supervisor would read the children's lines.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense because obviously, like, you want to make sure that they're, like, looking at the right angle because if they were talking to another adult.
Right, like a chair would be too low.
Yeah, it'd be a dad giveaway. But also, God, I could never be an actor and like talk to a tennis ball like it was
laugh.
A kid.
I would laugh the whole time like you want me to talk to a tennis ball?
I think you could do it actually.
Really?
You could talk to a ball, truly.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.